Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 5:36. How's everybody doing tonight? Thanks for coming. Okay. So as always, there's a transcript of our minutes on our website. You can always access, either you can listen to it or you can read it. It's always on there right after the meeting. That's what this is here for. Eric and I are trying to stream tonight, but we're not sure if that's going to be successful yet or not. Any new members in here tonight? No new members? Okay. Has everybody signed in and put your business card in the basket? All right. So now we're going to go around the room and do our business pitches, 45 seconds each. Sarah?
No, he's turning back.
Lead it off.
Turn back. Sarah King, Flawless Cleaning, Painting, and More. We clean, paint, and more. So we are currently, I don't know if we're looking for projects, but we're always looking for projects. We are booking probably right now end of April in terms of exteriors and any projects at this point, but if you need us, we're here for
you.
We are looking for a painter.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Talk. No, go ahead. Sure. Yeah, we are currently looking for a lead painter. If anybody knows anybody with at least 5 years experience or more, let us know.
Tara?
Tara Penn, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. As always, I am here more as a resource for you than as a member of the association. Brought some flyers about an event being hosted at EastCon on Thursday, April 25th. Learn about the Connecticut Small Business Boost Fund, which is co-sponsored by the Northeast Chamber and the Connecticut Economic Development Office, so I have these wants to take them. Sounds
like it could be an interesting event that'll potentially hook you up with funding sources, whether that be loans or grants, I'm not sure. Nick Dunning, Dunning Lawn Care, Dunning Transportation Company, full service landscape company, and an animal transport and waste removal service on the transport side. Along with Random Freight, yep, we do it all. Also, on behalf of the Village Improvement Society, which is the board that takes care of the historic town, Thompson Town Common, we are looking for business sponsors, sponsorship program that we're rolling out to maintain the common in hold events. We are open for business as far as that's concerned. We look forward to anybody who wants to use the common respectfully throughout the year, inquire with us or myself. And that's it. As far as landscaping goes, busiest time of the year, if you need anything, give us a call.
Chris Nelson, System Solutions of New England, LLC. I'm in my 24th year of taking care of being your partner in your network and computers. I am registered and insured in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Again, I do commercial as well as residential. I work on wireless, all wired networks, laptops. I will work on Macs. And I do print and backup, which is one of the best, which is the number one way to stop ransomware. That's it. Thank you.
Kim from Simply Soaps, and kind of our off season. We start farmers markets back up in May, but we're currently doing baby shower favors and wedding favors and planning on a family since we have a new baby. Well, my daughter is a baby a few months ago, so spend time with the grandkids. Well, I can.
I'm Heather Boyden. I am from Bank Hometown, the teller supervisor over there. I are hiring at our Thompson branch for a personal banker. So if anybody knows anyone who wants to get into banking, send them our way, please.
We're at the best branch. Don't tell anyone else who said that. My name is Megan. I'm the assistant manager of Bank Hometown. The bank always has specials. We have the 7-month CD right now for 7%. We have the 11-month CD for 5.12. We have a platinum Visa credit card, 0% interest for 18 months. And then I wanted to highlight something cool that our branch does, which you can tell if you want to promote that we're hiring to anybody, is we will sometimes go out and like support businesses or organizations, things like that. So something we just did right before we came here from 3 to 5 was we went to Teague and we worked with Northeast Opportunities for Wellness and did a life skills like course for 12 to 14 year olds.
Peter Kay from Revolution Mortgage Group, Jamison, Connecticut. We're licensed in Mass, Connecticut, Rhode Island, North Carolina, and Florida. And the company is sort of franchise, so we actually can do mortgages anywhere. I do have a thing coming up. You told me to talk to him, so
yep. I'll refer to that. Okay. And?
Hi, Ann Miller. I am from Teague. I want you to know one of the young gentlemen who attended tonight came in, and he was very hesitant about attending. He came in and said it was great. So he really loved it, yeah. Yay! So, yeah, so you hit a home run there.
Thank you.
We'll be filling you in later, so we won't take any more time.
I'm Joanne from Teague.
And Brian Lafrido, I guess to wrap this up, I'm on EDC, Thompson Trails. Thompson Together, race director for the Thompson Turkey Trot. In my spare time, as you know, I volunteer to help out the Thompson Business Association with the golf tournament, and I'm now driving the food truck on Thursday mornings, delivering food to the schools, and whenever I can and need the help, I hire people that are part of the business association. That is included Mike and Sarah. Dave from Power Equipment, he's still with you, right?
Dave, not from Power Equipment. No, Dave, oh,
DC.
Yeah,
but also MJ.
Dave, oh, he's actually, that. The other Dave is actually not renewing this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he was a member.
So I'm kind of a big supporter of all you guys and what you want to do with the town, of course, from the EDC standpoint. And those of you who sponsor my events. No!
Eric, you're up.
And I'm Eric. I do pictures, photos, and videos. And when technology works, live stream on this thing. But we're just trying to get Facebook to communicate.
You just need to use Chrome.
Okay, I just need to use Chrome.
Brian?
Brian Yusino, I chair the Economic Development Commission. Still trying to be retired. People are still calling. But I'm actually busier than the other Brian. Just different things. That's it.
I don't know.
I guarantee.
And I'm Dan Bennett. I own DBC Solutions. We do additions, remodeling, and outdoor living projects, and we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. Also, just a quick note, my B&I group in Auburn is having a visitors day tomorrow. I know Sarah's coming. If there's anybody else that's interested in networking with B&I, Pete, we already have a mortgage guy in the group, but you can come hang out if you want at 7 tomorrow morning anyway. Chris, we don't have a computer guy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We do have a computer guy now. We don't have a nonprofit group yet.
I did attend the meeting.
Yes, you did.
It was amazing. It was just trying to do it every week, but I was really excited about the group. So if you have a chance to attend that meeting, I would go check it out. It's very exciting.
Thanks, Ann. I appreciate that. All right. So now we're moving on to Pete. He's got the floor because he's business of the month for the past month. So he's going to tell us a little bit more about mortgages.
I brought a little cheat sheet. I usually do these to the realtors. They enjoy them. It helps them to figure out what people can get into. The biggest one, and I think Bank of Town would agree with me, some of the issues that we have is that a lot of people have old beliefs on how financing is done. You need 20% down, right, and all that kind of stuff, which has been gone for years. There is, in this area, this qualifies for what's called rural development, USDA loans with low system financing. They can even finance properties that need work up to 10% of the loan can be done in construction and repairs. We can, of course, we can do FHA loans, rehab loans, renovation loans, remortgages, second homes, even commercial loans. We have a department that does commercial loans.
I'll take one. Take one of those, Pete.
The other thing is you guys, I do keep an active list of vendors. I can't. Someone has a house that needs a roof or it needs a boiler or whatever. I can't say, hey, you can call this guy here, but I can definitely put your names into the queue. You'd be mixed in with two or three other people. I'd be happy to do that for all you guys, whatever I can do. Best bet, if you're interested, or if you want to do additions, or remodeling, or cleaning, and painting, get a hold of me, and we'll get you. There is some paperwork that's been done up front, so you become an approved vendor for the bank. If you're interested in doing that, I'd be happy if we do that paperwork now. Right now, things are, we've proven us, we are dead slow, very, very slow. But when it comes, when it does switch, it will come open this year. Open rates will drop a little bit this year. We don't really know. It is an election year, so traditionally that lowers the rates regardless of what costs us to grow. Whoever's in power tries to make it a little easier for everyone. And that works on both sides of the fence. So we do expect a small rate reduction sometime between now and election. So, usually the biggest thing they worry about is Memorial Day, what is the cost of food for the Memorial Day party, or what is the cost of gas? Those are the things that really push towards an election year. So housing is not too overly concerned about. But right now the housing market is in pretty rough shape. There is a lot of buyers. I have a lot of buyers. The problem is people are concerned about bringing their homes to the market because if they sell their house, they don't have a place to live, you know, that kind of stuff. So it becomes like a catch-22. It does break. I've seen this multiple times. I've been in real estate since 1983. I used to start flipping houses in 83. So I've seen this. I started this in 89, of course, 2007 or so. But I mean, and we'll get through this one too. You know, we all will. I know you guys are all kind of tight right now. I'm glad that you guys are working to April. That's an interesting time. As far as mortgages go, make sure if you guys are looking at listing properties or if you're looking at interest in buying, or you have someone else, make sure that they come see us beforehand, especially if you're looking at selling your property. Make sure you go see a mortgage loan officer before you sell your property, so you can be sure that you can buy the property. A lot of people get an assumption, you know, they've been paying this mortgage for 20 years. Of course they can afford a mortgage. But in the 20 years, you've picked up two car loans, you signed for your brother-in-law, or co-signed for your brother-in-law's camper, you know, you're signing your kids' college loan for school, that kind of stuff. You might not be able to get a new mortgage. Okay? So if you are looking at selling your property, make sure that you take the time beforehand to go through and get pre-qualified so that when you do sell your property, you can repurchase. Because that I have seen you do that. I was a realtor for 16 years as well. So, I mean, I've seen that happen. As far as the loans in this area, I say ours is a USDA loan, and that's a no down payment, 100% financing. Great product for this area. And everywhere except for in Eastern Connecticut, except for Norwich, New London, all of Windham County is available for that loan product. FHA loans are 3.5% down. They're a little more liberal, a little more easier to qualify for, but at the same time, they're going to be a little bit more expensive, just like anything else. If it's easier, quicker, it's probably going to cost more. Some of the fees and stuff that go in FHA loan are higher. construction loans, USDA construction loans, FHA construction loans. You even have a loan product where, you know, years we used to always have to buy, if you want to build a house, you have to buy the land, pay off the land, get the land in your name, and use that as a down payment for the house. You don't need to do that anymore. I have loan products, zero down payment. I get you the money for the land, the money for the construction, all one closing, and you just pay on, all you got to do is pay on the draw, whatever money you pull out towards the construction, towards the land, you pay that monthly. And then when you're finished with the loan, it converts to a conventional mortgage. So I mean, it's a fantastic product. As far as VA loans are 100% financing. FHA, I say it's 3.5%. We also do conventional loans. I can do 3%, as little as 3% down. You need to match your financing to not only to the property that you want to buy, but also the loan and also to the person. I mean, not every loan product can be used for every property. So USDA used to have restrictions as far as renovating the house. I didn't have anything wrong. We have another program where I can get you up to 10% of the actual sale price towards renovations. So if you're looking at a house and it needs a boiler, that's going to fall in. Don't walk away from it. A lot of people, when you see advertising on Zillow and stuff, they say, you know, no government financing. Don't even bother. Ignore that. That's not right. That's a realtor who doesn't know what they're talking about. There is government programs that can cover just about any piece of property out there right now. So it's a matter of qualifying not only the person, but the property. The particular property has to meet the product as well. So it's everything that I do, we do. My pay comes from the bank itself. The bank pays me a commission. Whatever loans that we sell, the bank pays a commission by bringing them, putting the buyer together with the bank. You know, that's why we get my money. I don't take any money from the buyer. Pre-qualifications are free. The financial aspects, as far as what loans, what products, that's all free. I give advice all day long for free. People call me all day long. I'd be happy to talk to anyone if you have ideas. Even if you're going to go with someone else, you just want to kick back and, you know, get another opinion, so I'd be happy to look at it for you. Don't be shy. I had a welding business for 20 years, and I built it the same way. I give advice. What I tell you was going to work for you, by all means, we'll do business. If you can do better, well, then you should do better somewhere else. You should go. You know? And I can't beat all of them. There are some loans, Bank of America, Bank Hometown can beat me on. So you need to talk to both of us. Do you have any questions? Concerns? I know unless you're looking for a mortgage, you probably don't give a damn about mortgage, they can't tap it. So, but that is what I do, and it's what we sell. So.
I have a quick question. You said that 20% down doesn't mean it, but then you still pay the BMI, right?
Yes. If you don't pay, have 20% down, you pay the BMI.
Okay. What's the APR right now?
What's
the interest rate right now?
Depends.
It was 8 at one point. That's why I was.
We're running just under 7, 6, and 8, 6. If the people don't have they're really hitting us is. This year the minimum credit scores. Someone say 640 to 640. I haven't seen a 630 loan be approved in a long time. When you meet people who are right on the edge like that, they might be better off with a local bank. The local bank can work with them a little better. We don't service any loans. All our loans are sold on secondary markets. So we're very restricted by the guidelines we can put. We have to dot our I's, cross the T's. Everybody, you have to fit into that category for that loan. Some of the local banks, if they come down, they can work with you a little bit. You know, especially if they're going to do the loan, it's up to their term. So if people who are in a little bit of a tight spot, I always refer them to one of the local banks. So we'll try again. Don't. If someone says, you know, you hear someone you're working with or someone you know and they're trying to get a loan, they get shot down. Not to bash the local banks, but the local banks have set programs. They have 3 or 4 programs or whatever that you can fit into. And if you don't fit into those 3 or 4 programs, they say, I'm sorry, we can't get you the loan. The person walks away and says, I can't get a loan. Wrong. You can get a loan. You can't, but if you go to a private bank or a local bank, they're going to have a few programs. You either fit in those programs or you don't fit in the program. I work with literally hundreds of banks all across the country. And what happens is they take all your information and it gets set in the system, and all the banks will bid on that. The insurance companies will bid on it for the mortgage insurance, the banks will bid on it for the rates that they can do. You always going to go by, you know, your own debt to income ratio and your credit scores and all that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter, you know, just be clear that just because one lender shoots you down, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't get a loan. You need to shop around. When everyone's going to go buy a house, it's an old saying, before you buy a house, you buy your money. And that's what I do, is I sell money. And just like you were going to go buy a car, you would just go buy a blue car, right? Well, when you need money to buy a house, this is the first guy that's going to consider shop around. Come see me, come see the bank, bank come down, come see everybody. And get a good idea. Whatever you're doing, you're going to be committed to 30 years. You might want to go to this later generation we have trouble with it. The kids don't seem to grasp that whole concept. It's something I don't understand. But it's a major decision. You should be taking one of them.
So, an office?
We do. We have an office in Danielson. I do 90% of my work from my house. I do go to Danielson. I meet people there. But I mean, literally nowadays, you know, you need a phone and a computer. I could be sitting on a beach in Florida, but I don't know if that doesn't go over too well yet. When they're starting to get back to you, it's on the little swoopy slide or something, you know. I do work more mainly out of my, I have an office in my house. But again, we do have the street, the box on the street. We put a railroad track for the center town. Okay?
All set?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Okay, moving on. Jody's not here, so we're skipping that. And Brian, you're up.
Okay. I did, we're looking, always looking to involve people as members. I did go to Sweet James, the thrift shop, couple weeks ago and told her about us. Haven't heard from them yet, but the shop's doing really well, by the way, on Thompson Road.
Yeah, she's
pretty happy. Membership. Right now, we still have a lot of holdouts for renewing, actually paying. The roster itself is we lost some, it's down to 75. We lost Dave Smullage in repair, home team inspection, pit stop has not opened in a couple of months, planted together, Simply Life Services, SP Digital, Stumpy Gone, Blissful Tea Party, and Wilsonville Herb Farm. So if you see any of those people, and you know, if it slipped their mind, you might mention it. If they don't want to join, that's fine. There's another, 15 or 20?
20 more that haven't paid yet.
They haven't paid. So they're getting reminders, and we'll see. The other thing that I have is a note from Renee, the town clerk, looking for people to donate for a raffle. It's a town clerk's, Wyndham County Town Clerks are hosting a fall conference. They're not looking for money per se, they do raffles. So they're looking for people to donate gift certificate or a service or even a monetary donation. You can call or email the town clerk if you want more information. And I do have the number and the email here.
We circulated that with the agenda this month as well.
Yeah. How many read it? There's one. That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't read everything I get either. I try.
You're right.
But anyway, you can talk to the town clerk, go online and email her or call her if you're interested at all. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Moving on to the treasurer's report. And of course, Sandy is not with us tonight because she is buried in taxes.
She expects to see us next month.
But she sent me a little text message here. So our main account has $2,773.83. The weekend warrior account has $1,821.55. Thanksgiving account, $499.53. The golf account, $507.57. And the weekend warrior backup, $27,27.12. That's your treasurer's report. Teague. You're up.
Well, Peter brought me a prop tonight to remind you. Yes, thank you, Peter. That was nice. So he donated this to the auction. I think it's really, really cool. He made this. And this is a lunch bag. And this will be one of the items, one of the many items, that you can win in our auction on April 5th. It really is our biggest fundraiser. It's a lot of fun. We'd love to have you there. If you'd like tickets, please see me or Joanne. And then the only other thing I wanted to talk about tonight was this cereal challenge, because it was about the sweetest thing I've seen Thompson Schools do. And I think we need happiness and light and sweetness. And yesterday, about 1,000 students and staff walked through our doors with armloads of cereal. We were up at the school to see the cereal get tipped off. It was a great day. A second year that they've done this. Lots of spirit, lots of happiness, lots of joy. And then they came down the hill, just this snake of humans coming down the hill and into Teague and dropping off their cereal. We then had, I don't know how many volunteers from the community, at least, there were probably at least 10 to 15 people in that room sorting cereal and getting it out to the various markets and pantries and programs that will be using it, including Teague. We'll keep some here, and then we share it out to other markets in the region because it's just too much for us to store. Weekend Warriors will be picking up from us on Thursday, tomorrow. That's all, I think, outside my office or in the main room. It's pretty easy to get to. But it really was, it was this community coming forward as they love to come forward, and I wish you could have seen it and how it spread to the school and those kids. And so, good stuff. Thank you, Peter. This is beautiful, and we'll see you hopefully on April 5th.
Thanks, Ann.
Are you still taking sponsors for Hallmark?
Yes, we are. But soon, 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 please, because we have to print the program.
Yeah, I'll send that. Gets hooked up with him, so he just automatically
picks up. Nice, thank you. Okay, Tira, you're up.
There's always tons going on. I'll try to be quick and limited to some specific interest to this group, and also leave time if anybody's got any burning questions they'd like me to answer or pretend to answer. The flyer thing, I don't really know much about it. I just received it, so if you are interested in attending this, learn about the Connecticut Small Business Boost Fund, which is Thursday, April 25th from 5 to 7 at East Connor Hampton. Just take the flyer and look it up, because I don't really know that much specific. The big thing, of course, is the ongoing 65 Main Planning Project. We will be halfway through the year-long public workshop series as of this month's meeting. We had switched to a hybrid Zoom in-person format. I found out today, because of early voting, we're actually going to have to move location. So we will be here again. I'm assuming that I can still run the Zoom meeting on a screen to show the new documents. But what we have received from the permaculture consultant are a couple of hundred pages of his final report summary, updated full-color concept plans and planting schemes. So this month's workshop from 6 to 8 on the 27th here, we'll be looking at those, giving final comment on them, but also trying to start to think about the strategies for implementing that piece, which is the site design. In April, May, and June, we're going to move on to 3 months of workshops that begin to refine and define the relationship between the future facility for 65 Main and the career paths at the high school. And then July, August, September, which will be the last 3 months of the public workshop process, are the ones that are going to be most relevant to this group, because that's where how does the facility actually serve the small business community? What are the work share, office share needs? What kind of continuing education, business skills, coursework are you interested in? I was talking yesterday with one of my nonprofit partners, Connecticut Rural Conservation and Development Area, for the June workshop. They're going to arrange for three speakers to come in, from CLIC and Willimantic probably, from an office share facility, and also from some of the startup farmers that RC&D has advised, because one of the functions we're trying to connect over there is people who are interested in agricultural startups. So that should be a particularly interesting one. So the first day in June, if you want to mark your calendars now, we know the date, fourth Wednesday of every month. That one should be really cool. So if you haven't participated, you don't need to have been to every single one. You can drop in month to month. The conversations have been great, and that project is really, really shaping up very nicely. The priorities are really getting articulated well. And by the time it's all wrapped up, and then I have the final 6 months to write the master plan, we should have a really good program described, which then is my big job, is to go out and get more funding to actually open it up. So those are the big things. EDC is going to be interviewing candidates for the marketing campaign for all of the redevelopment work that we're trying to promote on Routes 12, 131, and here in downtown. The zoning regulation improvements, subdivision regulation improvements, the kinds of efforts that we're making with the 65 Main project to try to generate interest for people who want to actually locate their businesses here. More than residences, this is the economic development piece. So that campaign will be launching as soon as we select a vendor. And any questions, friends?
What's happening with the building, not the mill, the one across the street? The old
shirt shop.
What was it?
The old Queen's shirt shop.
Is that what it was?
The red building.
It's off the, it's not on the, you go past the curb on the left and kind of on the back.
Yeah, so that property was bought.
Because they were renovating at one point.
That property was purchased and brought up to date on taxes, although I think he needs to do that again now. The gentleman who bought it also bought the 150 acres associated with the North Groverdale Pond. He's from out in western Connecticut, and he is another developer who's got his hands in a lot of pies, so he moved on to some other projects that intending to come back to this one. Two things that are holding him up here in Thompson, as I understand it. One has to do with the North Groverdale Pond Dam. He had submitted essentially a remediation plan for that dam because the state considers it a high hazard dam and it needs some repair. That plan, as far as we know, is languishing in CT Deep's offices because they're so understaffed. You can't proceed with that piece until they approve that plan. And then the last time I spoke to him was probably a couple of months ago. He had hired some guys to work up here, and they essentially pulled out of the job and just said they weren't interested anymore. He's not from the area, so I think for him there is a challenge in finding guys who are qualified to do the work that he wants in this region. But, you know, I check in with him every few months, and he tells me he's still working on it, so that's where I leave it. But it is owned by somebody who does still have a
tenant. They were supposed to put apartments in there, my understanding.
Yeah, it was going to be a mixed-use building, ground level, either stores or offices or whatever, and then the upper two floors, apartments. They did get approved for a special permit to do a solar installation up there, which is meant to power the building. And I think that was another piece that was hanging them up for a while, but that was approved October, November. So, you know, it's possible that he's just waiting to start on that as well. I haven't spoken to him directly about that since it was approved.
Just was curious, ma'am, curious.
Yeah, I'm curious.
We used to live up that way, and the kids used to always be like, oh, they're working over there, and I haven't seen anybody work over there in a long time.
He bought a bunch of mill houses in Brooklyn, and redid those. I mean, those got done. So he does come in and do his projects in this area. I don't know what else he's got his hands in other than knowing he's got his hands in a lot of things.
Makes sense.
And that thing was still on that building. Back when it was still a burnt thing.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about anybody going into vacant properties.
My parents used to own it.
Your parents used to own the building?
Yeah, the building that goes up there.
Yep.
Yeah. My grandfather owned it, and then he sold it to my father. And then we sold it, and then the people we sold it to got the whole thing.
Yeah.
So originally we sold it. Yeah,
that was the owner before this guy, I think, and they kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't work, but it was still livable at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of sad to see kind of where it is now.
It'll get revived. It will. The bones in it are good.
Brian? EDC report?
Or did I steal your thunder? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. A lot of what Tira says is part of what we do with the Economic Development Commission, so no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Last month, we reported on one new business adoption of trade name. That was Superior Storage on Main Street in North Grovendale. We always report on TBA membership, and actually at that time we had the 75 members.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we reported more the week prior at the TBA meeting. We do talk, Tira updates every month on all of the 6,000 grants that she's working on. She's always busy. We talked the library roof closing grants, high school track is ongoing. We update on upcoming events. We have things that may concern TBA, things like the Natchog Epic. All of the walking events and the biking events that bring people into town, this is where our businesses could get together. I mean, a lot of you can't, but if you have a food business or if you have a business where you can say 10% off anytime, let them come into town, let them take the coupon and come back into town and visit your business. We can tell you when the stuff is happening, but it's up to the businesses to do something with it. Our biggest focus is on the marketing and revitalization of the downtown core, as Tira talked about. We were looking for a marketing agency. We had 7, I think. We narrowed it down to 3. So we'll be interviewing, taking up a good part of our next Wednesday meeting, interviewing these via Zoom. To get it down to 1, and we'll let you know how that's going next month. Still looking forward to the opening of the apartments at the old St. Joseph School and the brewery across the street from St. Joseph School. And I think that's pretty much what we're covering right now.
Have they started working on the apartments?
I haven't seen anything. They were supposed to be open, I think, the end of the year.
Okay.
As far as I know, that is still the case. He touched base with me end of December or maybe early January to say they were finalizing their construction documents and then they'd be going in there. They are an experienced development company, so I'm not concerned that they are not going to complete. I mean, they're investing in the project now. So.
Cool.
So we are hoping end of 24 to see those And again, it's going to be 40 units, half one beds, half studio.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the brewery too, to put something in that shop again. Hopefully something stays.
They have a tentative opening date of May, like the third week of May, I think it is. They have they've got food trucks lined up, they've got music lined up, but they are still waiting on one more license that they have no real control over when it will happen. So it's just like fingers crossed.
Speaking of things like that in this neighborhood, speaking of Superior Storage, now no longer Superior Bakery, he did call me to ask about how to get on the sign, so I had referred him here to TBA. So I think if one of you gentlemen wants to reach out to him directly about membership, I believe that he will sign on. You know, I talked to him last week about something unrelated. That topic came up. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to go do that. So that's probably worth reaching out.
Okay, cool.
Can I speak for a second? Jim Valvance and Pam Valvance from Major Manufacturing.
Yeah.
So, I apologize for being late, and I apologize that we're going to go to another meeting after this, and we have to leave. I belong to the Thompson Lions Club, and we have a deal with Amazon to get returns on different things. And I've got six huge boxes of food and beverages that we got on this last load this week. And I need to know who would pick them up. They're at my business right now. And this is something like every couple of months, Lions Clubs around the whole state can get, we've got two huge pallets of stuff this last time. The one pallet that we got prior to that was for toys and stationery and all kinds of things. Nothing that you guys would want. But this one here, these pallets here had these huge big boxes of all kinds of food, canned foods and beverages. And we want to obviously give it to the Weekend Warriors, but I don't know how to do that.
Or would that be a Weekend Warriors thing or a Teague thing? Or
they donate to Teague.
We did it to Teague. I talked to Sandy, and she said that somebody is out of town. Jim? Is that sound right? Is out of town and then
Dave.
Okay, so we'll be back until tomorrow. Maggie can give us a call. And
will it fit in the pickup, Jim? Will it fit in the pickup, or we need the box truck?
No, pickup truck.
I'll text you or call you in the morning. We'll get it figured out.
Like I said, I don't know where to bring it or anything like that.
I'll call you in the morning. We'll get
is something like every couple of months we might strike gold here.
Absolutely.
And it's all free and it's all good stuff.
All right.
So,
but
every time we get food, we're going to give it to the.
Okay, yeah. That's
what
Sam's going to probably next week, this following week, because we're not here on Friday, so.
Gotcha. I'll give you a call in the morning. I'll call the office in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So it's just another way to give more food to the kids.
Thank you.
And on that note, I have to apologize. We have to leave.
All right. Good to see you.
Thank you.
I'm awful sorry that we did this. I'm sorry that I had to put in on this. But
no, that's fine.
I just needed to know where this food was going to go.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you.
It's a safe answer like now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if we could set that up, that'd be awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
The other, talking about businesses participating, the other stuff that's coming up in town is the Maker Fair for, I know Kim's always there, Summer Concert Series, Town Yard Sale, Community Day is October 5th. And for old car people, the Turtle Lot is doing their second annual car cruise on April 27th. That benefits the community fire. And they did. It's fun. It's a really nice bunch of kids. So pass that on to anybody you know with a classic vehicle. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Winnie Radio Report. Sarah from Follows Cleaning and Painting and more. Winnie Radio next week.
Sorry, Kim was talking to us, listening to you. Sorry.
And Dave Chaplain from DC's Handyman and Clean Out are coming on the radio with me next Tuesday morning. So we got this month squared away. Next month, Christopher from last time it was Fat Boy Build, so he must be doing the bait, Redbeard's bait.
Redbeard's bait.
He is signed up along with Christine Cinetti.
Cinetti.
Okay. And she's from the
Northeast Early Childhood Council.
Right. Okay. So that's for April. And then we have Gary Brogna from Pest Be Dead in May, but we're still have an open spot in May and beyond. So.
Okay. Angela talked about maybe signing up. She'll talk to her.
Okay.
I don't know how she's gonna figure that one out, but she did say she would.
Okay. Cool. So there's that. Jody's not here tonight to do a social media stats report. I was like pulling it up on my phone, but I have no idea how to find what I need to find. So that's not my department. So we're gonna have to skip that for tonight. Now we're on to special orders. When I wrote this last week, it made perfect sense in my head, but I can see as I reread it tonight that it may have caused some confusion. That we were going to nominate and vote for people tonight. And that's not the case at all. The idea is to just have a conversation, right? Because I've said since day one that I want to create a succession plan and pass this on to somebody else. And so now this is my third year doing it. At the end of this year, I want to have that in place. And I think there should be, personally, I think we should have an entire new committee, people that are ready to rock and roll and take this thing to the next level. So, but that's what we're here to talk about. I definitely did not intend on voting on anything tonight or nominating anybody tonight. Again, this is just a discussion about, you know, I want everybody's input. How should we, what should the succession plan look like? Currently, in the bylaws, which I printed out a copy and brought, and highlighted the one little section that we're having an annual meeting. In that annual meeting, one of the things that should be included is election of officers. But that's it. That's all it says. So there's no plan for nominating people, for how that election goes or anything. I know that like the Putnam Business Association has a nominating committee, but they have 225 members, and a lot more active members. So, I mean, if we have an issue even finding people to take the spots, let alone have a nominating committee and then new people. So I personally don't think a nominating committee is a great idea for this organization. I think more like you can nominate somebody to take, if you want to nominate somebody, or even if you want to nominate yourself, if you want to be the next president, the next vice president, secretary, treasurer, whatever, and then if you get a second, then that's, so, I mean, it's, you know, just the beginning, but I would like to go around the room and see whatever, and if anybody else has any input in this conversation. Anybody? Chris?
I believe that there should be a definite date set. We can do that tonight, as far as like in the near future, to have that, the actual voting, and maybe have an ongoing, like between that today and that date, we can have nominations, whether there's, we have to find someone that they can send them to at least have those names written down, and but we need to have a date set.
Yeah, well, I mean, what makes sense to me would be the December meeting, because that's the end of the year. And so if we, or maybe the November meeting, so there's some extra time. But have it done before the end of the year so that when January rolls around, there's a new committee ready to step in.
Yeah, it would be nice if we have the annual meeting in January, but if we elect a whole new board, it would be good if they're already elected so they can kind of shadow.
like have a handoff. Instead of you got elected today, you're president at the next meeting.
Right.
You know.
What's the realistic succession time? So, like, in terms of if we voted today that we're going to set it up for 90 days, like Chris is saying, like June 15th, I don't just draw the date out there, I don't know what that means, but is it realistic to think that something could change, that that could be what we voted in June 15th? I'm just trying to, I definitely feel like it needs to be a special voting, a special meeting, there definitely needs to be nominees, there definitely needs, I don't know, I feel like it should be like when you vote for the president, I don't know, that's just kind of how I envision changing anything. Right, have nominees
on.
It does say the agenda of the January annual meeting would one of the. It's, so I'll read the whole part. The agenda of the January annual meeting shall include election of officers, the annual report of committees, and other business deemed appropriate by the executive committee and TBA members. So it's very vague.
There's also something in that bylaws, at least the bylaws that I read, that said if there is an open seat or they deem to change anything, that it's at the discretion of the e-board to just simply appoint someone, right?
Yeah, if it's an like if I were to all of a sudden not be able to
yeah,
do
if you,
it,
if
and
you
I'm not
were,
coming.
If you were to die, and not, I'm not.
Whoa!
So I think first things first, before we set a date, before we elect a nomination committee, I think we really need to set ground level rules, meaning adopting language within our constitution and bylaws that spells that out. And I think before we do that, we need to sit together and write this language, because there's a paragraph or two of language, and outline whether it be a term, this is an annual thing, a biannual thing, every 4 years, what it is, how the process goes from nominations, like Chris said, to succession plan and whatnot. Like what I would see, 2 year terms is pretty lengthy. That's enough. I think that's enough time to get accomplished something in the e-board. It would be nice that if you could mold your e-board, that your vice president, maybe after 2 years, would then be expected in being trained and molded to be then the president, which is, I think, something that we need to spell out.
And that's
that
way. Basic
it is, yeah. So, and maybe we can adopt their language too. It's nothing that I think is groundbreaking that needs a lot of time, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to send us their contract, and we can maybe just adopt it almost word for word, cater it to us. But
I think there's online, we could just see.
Yeah, I think that's step one. Before we set a date, before I know there's a question of the January meeting, I don't know, I've been through 2 January meetings and we haven't elected anybody.
Right, we haven't had a special annual meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
So that means that I think that's number one. So whether we need to make a motion to put together a 2 or 3 person team to head up maybe Constitution and Bylaws to physically make this, and then next meeting we can vote to adopt said language. I think that's kind of step one.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Pete.
I think some thoughts we put into changing, you're saying the vote in January. I think it'd be cleaner, to me, in my mind, maybe just me, but we work on an annual basis, January to December. I think it would be more realistic to vote on November, have the exiting committee and the oncoming executive committee run the December meeting, and then January, the new meeting takes over. But I mean, you have to vote and change the bylaws say we vote in January.
Right.
You can't imagine voting in January as big as some of the president's cars. Right, see you later, and then the guys are coming in February, we try to wing it. You know?
Right.
It's not fair to the new people or to the group. You know?
No, I agree. I think December, and I said that, I think December or November would be better. And, you know, to Joanne's point, it says January, but to your point as well, we can change that. We can vote to change that. And that would be part of the planning committee to do that. That's what would be part of writing that whole thing.
So would it make sense to everyone in the room to maybe make a motion for a three-person committee made up of three separate disciplines. And my suggestion would be one person from the Kearney Board, one general business, and maybe one either nonprofit or town representative that is in the TBI. No, honestly, though, because that you have all three bases of our or agency covered. Because we are a business association, but we do a lot more than business only things. We do nonprofit humanitarian work. We do, it's the link between businesses to the town. And I think a member of the e-board should have input to current constitution and bylaws. So I don't know what people's take is on that, but.
I think that sounds great. Is there anybody, Pete, go ahead. I know you wanted to say something else.
But just on another note, I'm a member of CARCH, which is Connecticut Association of Residential Care. We home mentally disabled in the state. So I was at one of their meetings, and just as so we all know, that this isn't repeated. In the middle of the meeting, we're doing the election and all that kind of stuff, the nominations. And for whatever reason, I had a couple phone calls, went to the bathroom, and when I came back into the room, all of a sudden I was the treasurer. So I want to make sure that's not a possibility moving forward. That's going to be my one stipulation.
That's how I got to be chair of EDC.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to just appoint people.
Yeah, I think we should be able to put our names in for the running.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm okay.
And then people can nominate.
Oh, I would be okay if the executive committee wrote up the thing, because we represent everything. We have businesses, we have EDC, we have Weekend Warrior.
I think it's just important to make this process move along. Like, we need to set a hard date on this. Like, so by next meeting, we want to vote as a group to change the bylaws.
Right.
Or which I think is reasonable.
Yeah, we have time. It wouldn't have to be in the next month.
Well, you know,
if we're going to do voting by November, we would have time to put some thought into it.
That's I think so. But, I would, it's going to take a month to do that. It's going to take probably a month for nominations. Then we can announce the nominations at the next meeting. So that's 90. Then from there, probably another 30 days for the nominees to collect themselves and advertise or whatever they want to do. And then from there, we're looking at voting. So we're looking at, 120 days if everything goes perfect currently.
Right.
Which that's ideal. And let's be realistic, we're not necessarily always ideal. So I don't know, just food for thought. I know it's it's only March, but November's going to be here before you know.
When you get people on vacations and stuff like that, they did not get it to put the 2 cents in or whatever you want to say.
Right.
Things like that.
I don't necessarily love the November date for the simple fact that we all run businesses and I'm not always available. There's months like this month that I don't feel like I even know if my head's on straight. And you're about to be in that with your business,
sure.
Some of us with the huge busy seasons that are about to come on. Where I feel like if you nominated a succession plan in September, October, and I know we say January, but that gives them a couple of months to learn from Dan, if I was to be president, to learn Dan's roles as he's running his business, as I'm running my business, and not be okay, we've got 30 days, I got to run my business, he's got to run his business, we got to coordinate everything together, and then start in January.
Yeah.
I feel like the longer time we give to the new succession, a month, more than a month,
a quarter,
3 months, 90 days, 60 days, a reasonable amount of time, because I'll be honest, TBA is not my world. My business is my world, my kids, my family, not TBA. I make time for TBA, and I will, but I feel like if I was to be president, I need more than 30 days to talk to you and figure out what the hell you do behind the scenes that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion.
It's not a whole lot.
Well. Dan does.
You can't
it's full transparency.
Dan does.
You can't
does a lot.
That to me.
Don't want to kid you. He's done a lot the last couple of years.
Okay. I like the idea of. I think the executive committee. I also like the idea of bringing one person in from a general business, a member at large. To the committee.
Well, we could. everybody talks about how busy they are. The downside is that we have trouble getting together, and to bring another person in, it takes time.
Right.
Because everybody is busy.
Treasurer, she's slammed right now. We don't see her this whole season regardless.
Right, we won't see her until next month.
Correct.
Anyway.
If you're lucky, if she's even caught up and can come next month, it might be next.
She's planning to. I did
talk
to her.
I know, and that's always the plan, but you never know what was left.
Right.
You know, life is right tomorrow, and she's looking through math.
The meeting's on the 10th next month, and taxes don't close until after that. I wouldn't surprise me not to see her again.
But we do communicate all the time, so it would be easier for the executive board to set up a time than the members at large. Not that I'm against either one, I'm just saying it could be easier. And we're already kind of, you know, in the job.
Yeah.
But I do agree that with Nick that the rules need to be set for how this voting election, that needs to be set president first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we need something to plan.
So we should probably be final. I'm thinking like they pick a quarter before they actually go into the position.
Right, which will be part of writing these new bylaws and figuring that out.
I think that's a good.
I think September's a good month. Everyone's pretty much done with vacations. They're
September, but
you don't count. Your September, you know, people are getting back to school, getting back to the normalcy of not being on summer break or Nick's not as much hiatus or however that, you know, for all of us in terms of that. So if the nomination happened in September, that would give them 3 months till January, roughly, to fill that plan, get their plan, and have a kind of a game plan. I don't know, I'm a planner. Maybe that's my problem. My plan.
I don't think that's the problem. And I also agree that we should do this as quick as possible. So, like, doing it, planning that next month we're going to have those things done. And if for some reason it doesn't happen, then, that you know, it is what it is. But, you know, setting that expectation that we will have the bylaws ready to vote on at the meeting next month, I think is a good idea. Now it's just a matter of doing them. Well, I mean, and then the other thing about that, Brian, is you know, is Sandy even going to be able to participate in a meeting with us about this now? You know what I mean?
Like, that may not happen.
If her season is anything like it was last year, she's not going to be participating because she wasn't even eating last year. Realistically, I was bringing her food most nights to eat because she didn't have time to eat.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it may be soon to expect a full draft by April 10th.
So, at the risk of inserting myself in a conversation that isn't really mine, as a person who writes a lot of regulations and ordinances and rules,
RFPs,
what I would recommend as a process is, let's say you're starting your bylaws rewrite tomorrow, is that actually what you should be looking to do for that next month meeting is to have a draft, and that draft would be distributed for comment ahead of the following month's meeting, and at that meeting you would vote. And I will tell you that the chances that you get a lot of comment are close to none, but it takes some of the burden off of worrying if you got everything right, if you missed anything. Your membership's going to give you feedback, which will be minimal, probably, but you might get some good, you know, helpful suggestions there. You take those intervening weeks to make your changes, distribute, say, a week ahead, what you then believe is your final draft ahead of your meeting, and then that's when you vote. You're not giving your membership enough time to digest if you're saying we're giving ourselves 1 month to write the final draft.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It puts too much pressure on you to get the whole thing done. And it may end up being easier than you think, but it may also end up being harder. You're not cutting yourself off. And that gives you two deadlines to hit that are milestones.
That would work.
Do you guys have an executive board similar to this that you guys vote on and all of that?
We have an executive committee. We have, you know, an executive committee, a finance committee. I mean, we have meetings all the time. But we just went through a policy and bylaw change in the last maybe year and a half. And there were questions. You know, we talked about term limits. We talked about things that we hadn't talked about before. We were operating on a fairly simple set of bylaws. But as we had grown, I think it became pretty clear that we needed to do some things. We had one member who was newer, who was really willing to take it on. He had worked on policy on other boards. And while it was well received, I would say the question period took two more meetings at least, because people had strong feelings about how they wanted the board to run. Our executive committee meets and plans the board meeting, so they meet in between times. So if you're on the executive committee, you might be a committee chair, or you might be the executive board is also the secretary, the vice president, the chair.
Okay, thank you, Ann.
I would tell you,
okay.
Lots of capacity. I nominate Joanne because she doesn't want me.
All right, why don't we make a motion to, I think it's time, because we could talk about this online. I'm going to make a motion for a nomination committee represented or comprised of three individuals, one from the e-board, one from general membership, and one from nonprofit town government, / town government.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That's it. So now who's on the board? Joanne?
Will you accept that, Joanne? I nominate her. She's willing to accept it.
Member at large?
Mr. Donahue?
Sure. If you nominate me, I'd be more than happy.
Okay.
Yep. And then one member from the board, maybe?
Brian?
Dan O'Brien?
You guys can fight over it. Let's punch it.
I'm not gonna fight over it. Do you want to do it?
That's the wrong question, Dan.
Yeah.
I want to retire, Dan. You just want to do it.
Well, I will. I will do it. But I know you were in. You know, you were expressing interest in being involved in it. You wanted the whole e-board to do it.
So is that the impression I get?
That's right.
I agree with him. That's kind of the impression I got as well.
Okay. No, I think Dan's doing a lot. I'll do it.
I make a motion to accept that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's the deal. Nick, Joanne, Brian.
Okay. I guess just for the plan moving forward in the next 30 days so we can get stuff drafted, we will commiserate together over the next week or so. And, what's that? Yes, I'm quite aware.
No, you nominated just now. It starts right now.
Very true. So the three of us can get together probably via phone call or video conference because I know everyone's time is valuable and I don't think we need to drive around the whole world to accomplish this. We'll be in contact, the three of us. Maybe we can exchange numbers, contact information before we leave.
And we're all in agreement that we're going to try to have a draft for next month's meeting.
Yes, I think that's pretty reasonable. That way we can pick it apart. We'll set some time, you know, maybe a half hour to talk about that.
Okay.
Discuss that, and we'll bring you a copy, and then we can.
Going to say not to add any more pressure, but I usually get this bylaws or the agenda out to Jody a week ahead of time to get it out to everybody.
I think it would be good for you if you could. I know I have a copy, but an editable copy, so we can present you with the full, because we're going to have to vote on the amendments and the whole kit and caboodle, so to say.
Of the bylaws.
If I have a copy that I could edit, that would be great.
Okay.
Jody, copy that. Yeah. We're not looking to make a ton of changes. It's just, you know,
cool. All right.
I'll have to look and see if I have an editable copy.
I definitely do. I have the Google Doc version of it that can be edited for sure. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you, everybody. That was very productive. Moving forward. Are there any announcements? No announcements? Awesome. Let's draw a card. Brian, will you, please?
So can I ask a question before we go further? How do we, I guess we're going to do the bylaws and then we'll determine who we nominate, how all that happens?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was how that was working or we were going to nominate and then work
on there's a couple of amendments that we're going to have to do. Probably one is going to be succession planning, three. And then the next will be a voting process. At least that's how I'm picturing it. And I'm probably going to see a little from contracts being the Platinum Business Association and, you know,
yeah, why not?
The union board for my previous life.
More than willing to accommodate
that. So we can, I can reach out to, because there's a lot of contract stuff that goes into that.
And, right.
There you go. Well, so, you're already having it.
Yeah, so we'll...
Everybody has their card in?
Oh, and Megan, my B&I chapter, it is looking for a banker, not mortgage. We have a mortgage person, but we are looking for a bank. So if you guys, we are looking for a banker to take the seat in our B&I networking group.
What's B&I?
Business Networking International. I have.
It's worth closing Megan. Check it out.
I'm going tomorrow.
If you're not busy, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning in Auburn. It's worth checking it out.
I'm going to
be over. Well, you know your boss. So I'll big
boss. Yeah, a little stressed out unless you want to spend another day off tomorrow. But you look into it. We have bankers in Auburn, too.
Yes, exactly. If you just put the word out there. I know usually in your position it takes. You have to check with somebody else and make sure that it's okay for you to go and all that side.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't have enough to do economic development, needs an alternate also.
Yeah.
Really, a keyword here. And you can thank me for not having to put on that full page.
No. If you want to. That's a nice one.
I can't read it.
Not
as a
reader. Yeah, is that you?
Yeah,
that's good.
There
you go. Okay, here you go.
Nice. So we got to give that card to... Oh, you take the card. We got to tell Jody as well.
That's right. The winner should be on the board. The nominating board.
Oh.
Your job.
All right. That's it. I'm adjourning this meeting at 6:49. Thank you all for coming. If you could just help us put the chairs back, and I believe we're going to go grab some food somewhere if anybody's interested. Time at the meeting to present about it next month?
Yeah. You do that?
Sure. Can you send me an email to remind me?
Yeah,
okay.
Actually,
perfect.
I got my outfit already. We went to one of the common things, which is near the common, going towards the gateway on the right. And then
there. Yeah, that might work.